It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some time ago, Reader's Digest carried a story entitled Children's Letters to God. It's an interesting article. It contained actual letters that children had written to God. I want to share some of them with you. One went like this. Dear Mr. God, how do you feel about people who don't believe in you? Somebody else wants to know. A friend, Neil. And then there's another one that read simply, Dear God, what's it like when you die? Nobody will tell me. I just want to know. I don't want to do it. Your friend, Mike. And a youngster named Frank wrote this one. Dear God, I saw St. Patrick's Church last week. You live in a nice house. Or take the one written by little Maria. Dear God, do you get your angels to do all the work? Mommy says we are her angels, and we have to do everything. Well, Barry wrote, Dear God, church is all right, but you could sure use better music. I hope this does not hurt your feeling. Can you write some new songs? Your friend, Barry. Reading over those simple letters from children addressed to the deity reminds one of the scene one day when the master took a little child and set him in his lap and said that the greatest in heaven would be like the little child. I'm quite sure that the great carpenter knew fully what he was doing and saying that day. And his wisdom is evident in the letters of these children. For instance, how does God feel about people who don't believe in him? A good answer would be heartbroken. Or again, what is it like when you die? I guess that kind of depends on where you go. And despite the misconception, God does live in a nice house, a house not made by hands. And to answer Maria, no, God doesn't use his angels to do his work. He uses his servants here on earth, and sometimes it doesn't get done. And about the music, sometimes I have to agree with Barry. It's kind of off-key, and it appears we need some new songs. We need more of this childlike faith in all its simplicity, too. They do not question the existence of God, and they refer to him in a polite manner with due respect. They're not worried about all the great theological and doctrinal questions we adults are. They simply believe in God and believe he loves them. And the greatest quality they have is their humility. Listen to this letter written by little Maxine. O Lord, thank you for giving me my dad and mother and these children and dog and fish. Thank you for giving us the nice world to live in and eyes to see it and what we eat and brains to think. Thank you for everything. Love, Maxine. That letter is a beautiful prayer, isn't it? Sometimes I have a feeling that God would like more letters like that one. Not only would he like for us to write that way, but more important, he would like for us to live that way. Whoever humbles himself like this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Pray for childlike faith.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.